Mubarak case, everybody keep asking me about
No, no,
it.
no,
You
no, no,
know,
no. I'm
when you
going to
translate,
respond.
say something, listen to me. Maybe what I'm saying is important.
Who do you assess, or who can you direct it to?
Anything that's any case that is transferred. If the DPP cannot help you, I don't think I know anybody that can help you, because they are supposed to be the last line, right? They are supposed to be the above anything. So I don't think they can. If my command compromise, they cannot compromise. So you should be able to get, you should be able to be satisfied. And then if you have any cause that something is amiss, that you are not satisfied, you should also call their attention that, okay, ask those questions. You ask them the question, not us.
Said if a body was brought to a station, what is the procedure? The body is already quiet, and then you bring the body to the police station. What should you expect from the police?
You are not supposed to move a body. That is a crime scene.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you've moved it.
You
you've
are
moved
not
it.
Supposed to
the
move.
Body has been moved.
When a body,
I understand.
Moved,
I understand this.
Yes. So when
I understand this, but now the body has been moved.
Now, when the body has been moved, what I know, because we don't usually, rarely we face such kind of thing, but the DPO will definitely call a doctor to come to the hospital, to come to the station, so that he can move that body or test that body and confirm it dead, because the DPO cannot confirm and ascertain whether the person is dead or not. Definitely, we have police doctors, we have doctors that will rush to that place. And then there are some documentation that will be made, and the person that brought the body will have a lot of questions to answer. So it depends on the situation.
Thank you very much. So if the officer tells the person to basically take the body back to a particular police station in a particular area where the, you know, close to the crime scene.
Not even say that the police, because
okay,
it's not that, and the person will be taken in custody.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. My second question is: correct me if I'm wrong. There's nowhere to do toxicology tests in Nigeria. Nowhere.
There's no what?
Nowhere in Nigeria you can do a toxicology test.
I don't know all that. I want to find out. I'm a spokesperson, so I'm not an expert in all that, but I will find out if there is none.
Okay. So have you ever come, so do you normally come across inconclusive toxicology reports during your time of service?
When I don't
inconclusive toxic.
I've not had such.
Thank you. I'll move to the next question.
The investigation department may have any situation like that. I will find out if there's anything like that.
I'll move to the next question. So just imagine the inquest is open, basically, to find out the cause of death, the time of death, and a few other reasons of death, basically. But at the end of the inquest, you know, they just, nothing was basically discovered. Nothing was concluded at the end of the inquest. And the family is unhappy. What should be the next step, please?
If in a situation where there was a test like that conducted and it was inconclusive, and the family are not satisfied, we transfer this to DPP. So the DPP will go ahead and do that and expand whatever investigation.
So during the course of the inquest, a lot of people went to the court and observed the sitting, the hearing. At the end of the whole thing, we got a CTC that did not correspond with what was said at the inquest. We noticed few pages were missing. We noticed that names were changed. We noticed that they were basically just trying to cover up a lot in the CTC. What would you suggest we do?
I can't answer that question because I don't know what you are talking about. You can't be asking me questions on case that I don't know. You are just telling me to answer
It's any case. Just imagine it was any case. This could be happening to anybody right now.
So, if there is no situation can give you an answer. I just predict something in my head and give you. No, you can't predict a case. There must be a particular case. Something is happening. Then me now, I will now call the investigator or the IPO or whoever is investigating that case. Like, what did you discover?
Thank you.
I can answer is that when there is a case that they did an autopsy, and the family are not satisfied because we had a similar case in FCT. There was a case that somebody alleged that the person was tortured in the police cell and he was killed. He died. So we conducted an autopsy, but the family said they were not okay with it. And the case started bringing controversy. What we did was to transfer to DPP. So when we transfer to DPP, a lot is still, they will take over the case and then they will continue to do the right thing. Yes, we will do it. So that I can tell
Thank you
that when there is a situation like that, the case will transfer to DPP. And they take over from there.
Thank you. So just the final.
I did not investigate the case. We did not investigate the case. I don't know the scenario.
Understand. Yeah. I'm trying to make it hypothetical, but it's okay. It's okay. So last question. Just in a hypothetical case where the DPP is not trying to help, and we know that definitely they're not trying to help, just imagine it was myself. What can I do next? You know, is there a way to bring this thing to Abuja? Is there anyone in Abuja that can help? Or how can you assist? Or who can you direct it to?
Any case that is transferred, if the DPP cannot help you, I don't think I know anybody that can help you, because they are supposed to be the last line, right? They are supposed to be the above anything. So I don't think they can. If my command compromise, they cannot compromise. So you should be able to get, you should be able to be satisfied. And then if you have any calls that something is amiss, that you are not satisfied, you should also call their attention that, okay, ask those questions. You ask them the question, not us or not me. I will advise you that you should still ask them any question. Anywhere you have doubts, you ask them.
Thank you. I'll let other people ask questions. Thank you. Thank you, Pa.
Also, Chinonso.
Actually, I want to suggest something. To share my experience with the Nigerian police.
Okay.
Now, I think the Nigerian police should look into body cam.
Okay, body cam. I think body cam.
Like 3 to 4 questions to ask. But okay. Let me make it simple. When we are having city unrest, at which point should Nigerian police address, even if the first citizen of that state or the country did not address the public?
We have civil unrest?
Yeah.
We had a couple in Abuja here. The other day it was in Kuchibe, one village here. And we received an emergency call and we went there immediately. So when there is a civil unrest, police try to restore peace, after which the commissioner of police of that state address.
Right. I can't hear you again. I can't hear this. If at any point in time, because this is the first time that I'll be seeing Nigerian police online, I'm always on Nigerian Police Force Facebook to see things that are going on in Nigeria, all the stuff. But it's so unfortunate that there are some things that is happening in Nigeria. I know it's not everything that can be put on social. I'm a bad case. We have been hearing it up and down on social. But...
So that mobile case, everybody keep asking me about it. Let me say something. Listen to me. Maybe what I'm saying is important. The mobile case, everybody keep talking about it. But there is a situation where the police can file a case to DPP.